This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Latino civil rights organization, the National Council of La Raza, has issued a new report which says it found discriminatory housing practices, discrimination against Latinos and Hispanics in several cities around the country, including Atlanta. Lindsay Daniels is Associate Director of Housing and Wealth Building Initiatives for La Raza. The study, though, was conducted by another organization, the Equal Rights Center, which has done this sort of housing discrimination test before. Lindsay Daniels, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
This is the kind of study that I think a lot of people have heard of before. Just a quick look at the methodology. You had, say, a couple who either looked or sounded Latino talking to real estate agents or rental agents if they were looking at apartments, for instance. Then you had an Anglo couple talk to the same people and compared how the two couples were treated. Is that basically it?
That's correct. The methodology is called matched pair testing, where the Hispanic tester and the white non-Hispanic tester are given virtually the same profile, with the only distinction being that of national origin, in this case, race, ethnicity, being Latino.
In Atlanta, you found overall some 42% of the phone tests and 44% of the in-person tests resulted in different treatment for the Hispanic couple versus the Anglo couple. Is that correct?
That's right. We saw virtually the same level of adverse treatment in both the phone and in-person tests, with the in-person tests being slightly higher at 44%. The most common type of differential treatment was in the area of neighborhood information and other home recommendations. What that means is that the real estate agent provided more information or further engaged the white tester about the neighborhood itself and potentially other homes that they recommend, either in that neighborhood or in a different neighborhood, provided more information to the white tester than the Latino tester. And the second area was in financing information, which has to do with Latino testers being treated with slightly more skepticism or subject to greater inquiry with respect to their qualifications for buying the home.
You went to not only Atlanta, but San Antonio and Birmingham, Alabama. And so the numbers were split among those three cities. And once you boil down to some of the individual types of treatment, you're talking about relatively small numbers here. In this test, two or three people had this happen. In this test, three or four people had this happen. Are those numbers big enough to say, okay, in Atlanta, we actually have a problem, or is it only enough to say, hey, maybe this requires a further look?
Well, I think that one thing to an important point to make about these types of testing investigations is that they're not meant to be representative of an entire population. They really are focused on specific tests and instances when the testers went out. This number of tests conducted in Atlanta, 75 total, is a very typical size of what a civil rights test would normally be. And for example, when the Department of Housing and Urban Development does this type of testing, this is a very similar methodology used. The numbers are meant to be a representative sample of the tests, but not of the entire population.
So what conclusion do you draw about Atlanta? Are you saying Atlanta has a widespread problem of what the report calls puertas cerradas, closed doors, for Hispanics, for Latinos? Or are you simply saying, hey, we found this, this needs a further look?
I think what the report helps us understand is some of the trends that might be happening on the ground generally. There have been other testing investigations in the past couple of years in places like Virginia and Maryland with very similar results. And so this really contributes to a growing body of research and of evidence to suggest that there are real issues that Latinos have in accessing housing. And so I think we see this as a contribution to other evidence, other research out there that really points to this trend.
Do you plan to take the results to, say, the Justice Department or to the Department of Housing and Urban Development?
I'm not sure that we have results that would suggest the need for enforcement action. However, I do think that some of the trends in the report are things that we will be talking to the Department of Housing and Urban Development about.
Lindsay Daniels is Associate Director of Housing and Wealth Building Initiatives for the National Council of La Raza. Thank you very much.
Thank you.